Chapel Rowan, giving you something hot to go right there on a Tuesday morning. Coming to you loud and clear. Hopefully you're hearing us loud and clear. It's Radio Life and Style, live from the heart of Ballito. And if you're not hearing so clearly, well, then just turn up the radio or get closer to the speaker, because we've got an interview that might mean something to you in particular. And a quick question. When last did you have your hearing checked? Most of us probably picture the same thing when it comes to a hearing test. I don't know, like a soundproof booth, maybe a set of headphones, a series of beeps, and a button that you press when you hear one. It sounds kind of simple enough, and maybe it's in and out in 15 minutes. Except that's the part that you see. And behind it sits a full diagnostic process, one that can pick up far more than whether you're missing the top end of the frequency range. And to sort of illustrate that picture, joining me on the line this morning is Dr. Susan Strauss, an audiologist and a member of the ICANN, Independent Connected Audiologists Network. And we're talking about the complexity behind hearing diagnosis and why the person doing your assessment matters more than you might think. Dr. Strauss, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm here. Good morning, everybody.
Great to have you on the line, and thank you for making time for a quick little chat on the radio here in Ballito. Let's start with the assumption that I've just made on air. You know, many people think a hearing test is a simple thing, really. Is that true?
Well, so let me say first that you can find these quick tests and the quick screening that gives you a very basic idea of whether you might hear all the sounds that you're supposed to or not. But looking at a diagnostic hearing test, the ear is very complex. It consists of lots of parts. What you see is just the outside of the ear. You have the inner ear, you have the cochlea, you have the middle ear, you have the nerve, and it's possible that you might have a problem in any of those parts of the ear. And a diagnostic test has the goal of finding out whether your hearing is normal. And if it's not normal, what is expected of a normal hearing person and all the ranges and all the specific frequencies, it is the diagnostic audiologist task to actually find out where that problem is. So we're looking at not just whether there's a problem or not. We also look at degree of problem, specific area of problem, and then where that problem originates in the ear.
Wow. So when you're doing this deep diagnostic dive and you're assessing someone, what kinds of conditions can you actually identify? What's on that list?
Just repeat that. What kind of issues?
What kind of conditions? Yeah, conditions.
Yes. So, let's start with the outer ear. One of the things that you're all aware of that can make a big difference is if you have ear blocked with wax. So a wax can create a blockage on the way to the middle and inner ear. And then often your audiologist can remove the wax with safe methods. Please never, never put anything in your ear, because I think what we tend to do is you think you come out with a little bit of wax, but you actually push it right back in the ear. So that's one of the first and easy things to diagnose. But then in the middle ear, there are lots of things. For instance, for children, oftentimes the middle ear can be infected or blocked, and then we can actually measure the level of hearing loss that child experiences, but we can also diagnose and possibly refer you on to an ear, nose, and throat specialist to get that blockage and that infection cleared. Mm. For adults, could be that one of the bones are one of the conditions, for instance, is otosclerosis, where the third little bone, the stapes bone, fixates next right onto the cochlea, the wow. inner ear, and can't move. It can't carry over the vibration into the middle ear, into the inner ear structure. And then one of the conditions that we know, we call it presbycusis, but it is age-related hearing loss. And that happens, it's either genetics or just wear and tear, or just, it could be because of loud noise. But the very sensitive hairs, we refer to them as hair cells, but they're not hair, not to be confused with hairs. Okay. A hair cell is just a very, at a specific level of neurological cell that carries over the information to the brain of that what you've heard. And those hair cells can be damaged or have a problem, and that creates a kind of hearing loss. Sure. Where you will need some assistance to actually hear the sounds and the speech.
Wow, okay. So you're getting the picture here. It's a real broad spectrum of possibilities that could be picked up. And talk to me about the order of things, Dr. Strauss. Why is proper diagnosis so critical before anyone recommends a treatment or a device or jumps to some conclusion?
Yes, so yes, it's possible that there's a condition that's easily treatable, or that it's really just age-related hearing loss. But also, we always refer to the red flags. There are some red flags. You could have even a kind of a tumor in the inner ear, and we have to sort out what the cause of the hearing loss is before we venture into treating the hearing loss. So like any medical condition, first with the hearing loss, the same thing. You have to sort out and first find out what is the cause. Is it something that can be rectified with an ENT specialist, with medication, operation, whatever else the case may be? Or is it something that you need treatment from by enhancing the sounds with a hearing aid? So first of all, you just need to find out the cause before you can actually treat the symptoms of the problem.
I gotcha. And the one that I find fascinating, you know, hearing difficulties sometimes overlap with other things entirely, like cognition, balance, auditory processing. How does that show up in a consultation room?
That's a very good question. So obviously, well, it's not so obvious, but you know what? You hear with your brain. You actually don't hear with your ears. The ears carry the sound to the brain, and that's where you perceive it, and that's where you discriminate the specific sounds, and that's where you make sense of what you're hearing. Mm. So hearing loss, any degree of hearing loss, but let's look at just the presbycusis loss, and presbycusis is just the brand name for age-related hearing loss. What happens is if you don't hear all the sounds, your brain tries to make sense of what you're hearing. Say you hear half of the word, you hear airplane, and you think, what did I hear now? Your brain will put it into context. You'll look at the person's mouth and say, oh, it must have been aeroplane, or your brain fills it in because it just makes sense in that context. So you use a lot of brain capacity to actually do the work that the hearing or the ear is supposed to do, to enhance it to such a level that you can hear it and that you can make sense of it. So we often refer to cognitive load. So not hearing adds to the cognitive load, and that's where you actually might, you know, start to forget things or start to struggle in background noise, because you have to actually concentrate to make sense of what's hearing, because your ear is not transferring the sounds as effectively as it should.
Wow. So if you're listening to this, if you're thinking, ooh, actually, hey, and there's something here that I need to look into, because I think I might fit that, tick that box.
You should definitely go to your audiologist if you feel that. Yes, one of the things also, let me just, you know, expand a bit on that, but we often refer to it as listening fatigue. So if you struggle all day just making sense of what people say, it's really very tiring. Because by the end of the day, you've concentrated and made sure that you've actually filled in all the little blanks with your brain, and that does take a toll.
I can totally appreciate that. And for someone who's now decided, okay, after listening to this, I need to go and make an appointment with an audiologist now. If they're looking for a good person to make an appointment with, practically, why does clinical depth matter when you're choosing a good audiologist?
That's a very, very good question. And again, because we are looking at hearing loss holistically, an audiologist would be the ideal person. Audiologists are registered at the Health Professions Council. So we are registered and trained as the professional specifically tasked to actually diagnose hearing problems, fit hearing aids, treat hearing loss. So we work closely with ear, nose and throat specialists if there's an anatomical problem and we need to sort that. So an audiologist is could do a comprehensive test to actually make sure that you are treated correctly for whatever is the problem in your hearing. So that is the professional trained to do that.
Well, there you go. You're hearing the word this morning on a Tuesday on Radio Life and Style. My special guest, Dr. Susan Strauss, an audiologist herself and a member of the ICANN Audiology Network. And if you'd like to learn more about independent hearing healthcare and the role of professional audiologists, well, I'd point you towards the ICANN Independent Audiologists website. It's www.independentaudiologists.co.za. And that's Independent Audiologists, all one word, .co.za. And do your homework, find a good audiologist and get yourself a hearing test. Even if you don't think you really need one at this stage, you might be surprised by the results once you've done it. And Dr. Strauss, thanks so much for your time this morning and wishing you a terrific Tuesday. Let's chat again on Radio Life and Style really soon. What do you say?
Thank you very much. It was a very nice chat and a good time to go to work and do some hearing testing.
We'll let you get back to that. Thanks, Dr. Strauss. You heard it here on Radio Life and Style, and hopefully you'll be hearing it loud and clear for many years to come. You get that hearing test. 10 minutes to go before we get to the top of the hour. 8 o'clock coming your way, and here's Rascal Flatts with Blake Shelton, Mayberry.